The news that the state will not set up its own health care insurance exchange, but will leave that to the federal government, is good news for those who oppose the new Federal Health Care Act. The Ohio Republican Party calls the move courageous. Maurice Thompson with the 1851 Center, a group that's been staunchly opposed to the federal health care plan, says this means his group won't have to take court action against the state.
We're very happy with the administration's decision not to enter a state-based exchange because at 1851, we were either going to have to file a lawsuit against the administration if they enacted an exchange or against the federal government if they didn't.
Thompson says his group will now put its efforts into fighting the federal government. He says Ohio voters have put in place a constitutional measure that would have been violated had state leaders moved forward with the state-based exchange.
It would be triggering the mechanism that imposes the employer mandate, which is forbidden under the Ohio Constitution. So while there is some discussion about preemption, that's not applicable as to actions that the state takes. The state of Ohio cannot use state resources to violate the state constitution under any circumstances. And under existing federal law, that's exactly what they would be doing if they attempted to enact a state-based exchange.
Thompson says the state-based exchange would have hurt Ohio's job creators.
Had the Kasich administration gone the other way and implemented the state-based exchanges, they would have triggered what's called the employer mandate and the employer taxes, where an Ohio employer who doesn't sufficiently ensure his employees as defined by Obamacare would be subject to tax penalties up to $3,000 per employee. And that's just a huge cost on it of employment. It's basically a tax on employing people. And for Ohio, a state struggling with jobs, that's just an impermissible burden on employment.
One of the co-chairs of the group that's been asking the state to set up its own exchange isn't surprised by Kasich's decision. Cole Owens with Ohio Consumers for Health Coverage says this decision does not tie Ohio's hands in the future.
The state can move toward a state exchange, and quite frankly, I think that it will.
The group's other co-chair, Kathy Levine, agrees. She says this actually might work out best for now.
Given the lack of opportunity for consumer input at the state level and the administration's resistance to the consumer protections, we're likely better off with a large federal role in Ohio's exchange at this point.
Levine says she thinks in the long run, Ohio will come around on this issue.
There's strong bipartisan support among stakeholders in Ohio for developing a state exchange with a public process. I think this is the beginning and not the end. As the implementation date nears or even passes, we think Ohio stakeholders will come together and work on a state exchange.
Now, what difference does it make if there's a state exchange or a federal exchange?
You know, that's a good question. Some of the basics are going to be similar. So for consumers, there may not be a big difference.
Levine says the main difference is that the state can make improvements tailored to Ohioans. She says the state can offer more choices of plans, structure the benefits, and encourage plans to provide higher quality coverage for lower prices. She notes the Kasich administration has been using its buying power in Medicaid to require managed care plans to provide better outcomes at a more efficient price. She says she'd like to someday see that kind of market power used in the exchange on behalf of consumers. And she says once the dust clears and lawmakers know what to expect in 2014, lawmakers might be more likely to set up their own exchange to give the state more flexibility. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.